Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Well, well, well. Hey, you guys. Welcome back. This is the third time I'm recording this very episode because the first time I forgot to turn on the volume on the microphone. Second time I forgot to press record, believe it or not. Anyway, welcome back to This with Chris show, where I like to talk about faith, family, and freedom. And also, as a parent, I like to not lose my mind. So this episode is about parenting as best as I know it. This is episode 27 in the second of the 777 series is what I'm calling it. Got seven episodes, 7 days, dropping every day at 7 a.m. Central. It's kind of like a spiritual experiment or a sign that I've completely lost my mind. Either way, here we are. Let's get going. Now, before we get into today's episode, I've got to share something. Okay, if you've been watching these episodes on YouTube or on Spotify, you will likely have noticed two things. Okay, one, I like to wear a different hat each episode. And then two, there's always something random sitting on my desk if it's in the frame, right? You can see it. Let me share a fun detail, right? I've probably got upward of 200, 300 hats, somewhere in between there. And it's starting to feel like, because my hats are all over the place now, that I'm prepping for my own episode of Hoarders Podcast Edition. Our maid and my wife and other people that come through our house are like, dude, why do you have hats everywhere? But anyway, the average hat today costs about $40, right? So when I get to episode 1,000, I have to do the math that I'll have spent about $40,000 in hats, which is both impressive and absolutely terrifying. So if you are a hat sponsor listening, this is your official invitation to send me a note and send me a hat. Now, look, today's hat is really special, okay? My wife got it for me our last day of our honeymoon in Kauai, Hawaii, 8.5 years ago, back in 2017. This bill is handcrafted from real koa palm wood. And here's the cool part, right? That wood cannot be cut down. It's only found there. It's only used if it naturally falls after storms. There's something poetic about that, I think, right? maybe even in the storm, beauty can grow or at least cover my bald head. Thank you, Tree. All right, now let's get into the episode. I'm really jazzed up because this is the third time I've done this today. But anyway, the episode, Am I a Good Dad or Just a Guy with Snacks? Catchy, right? This episode is inspired by a question that I think every parent has at some point asked themselves, at least once. Am I doing this right? Like, am I parenting right? But before you judge yourself, let me tell you a quick story about parenting advice, because nobody likes parenting advice. Some people welcome it and some people just don't like it. So let me tell you about this one time. After our daughter was born, we were at the church that we were attending, and you kind of have to go through this class before the, not baptism, but christening, whatever it was, dedication. That's what it was. It was about 20 or so odd parents, a lot of them first-time parents. We weren't first-time parents. We were second-time parents, so we were pros. But the youth pastor and his wife kind of came in, and they're talking to you about, what to expect on, the following Sunday or whatever for the dedication. And then, like, the youth pastor, this guy who was married, newlywed, no kids, sort of goes off on a tangent about parenting, right? And giving unwarranted parenting advice. It was so interesting because he started talking about iPads and this and that and the other. It's like, dude, like, what? What are you talking about? Sometimes, and it doesn't matter if you're well-read, there's like a rite of passage as a parent to be a parent. Now, it doesn't mean that you could be an adopted parent, you get whatever, right? Like, but this guy was like, I don't know, 20 years old, 21, I don't know, he was young. And I was sitting there in my early 40s, and I'm like, bro, like, I'm not taking advice from this. And I looked at my wife, and I was like, this is weird. Anyway, I like to digress, and that was a digression. So let's get back into it.
Okay.
So one of my favorite comedians is Hasan Minhaj. You may have heard of him. He's kind of funny. He has a podcast, right? And one of the many podcasts I like to listen to. Yes, podcasters listen to podcasts. Anyway, he did this episode with Dr. Becky about 6 months back or so. And she's basically a therapist for every parent trying to gentle parent without losing their minds. Let's watch a funny clip together of what Hasan calls the parenting advice lightning round. So here it is.
This is the parenting advice lightning round. I'm about to ask you a series of questions. You're gonna have to answer them very quickly because this interview is on the internet. Are you ready, Dr. Becky?
Ready.
Here we go. How do I force my kid to eat vegetables?
You cannot force. Your job is to offer. Their job is to decide whether and how much.
Is it okay to bribe my kids with candy?
Once in a while when really necessary.
Money.
It doesn't seem like an economic decision, but if there's something that has to happen and there's no danger and it's once in a while, sure.
Copy that. Is it okay to check my phone while playing with my kid if it's something important, like a work emergency and/or an incredible highlight on House of Highlights?
I hear that. I would name it. Hey, I need one moment with my phone. It's really only one moment. I know that's annoying, and I'll be right back.
Okay, so what if my son's like, what do you mean Kyrie's cooking? What does that even mean? And I go, he's cooking, man.
I would explain it. Be like, he's having an amazing game, and I had to see it.
Got it. If a child bullies my child, can I threaten their parents?
I would not do that.
Okay, not the children.
No.
When should I tell my kids the truth about Santa Claus?
This is much more nuanced to answer in a speed round because what kids hold on to is actually play and fantasy. And it's one of the only areas for kids that parents actually allow themselves to enter into it.
So you're okay with the big lie, aka the Santa Claus
myth? I would say I would allow your kid to enjoy the play that involves you. And if they ever ask you directly, they're probably ready for an answer.
Got it. So at 17, if they go, "Is Santa Claus real?" you'd be like,
I'd be concerned if your
copy
kid
that.
waited to 17.
Now, as you might have heard, I'm a famous unrepentant liar. So what should I do when I catch my kids in a lie?
What you should say is, hey, there's something that's getting in your way of telling me the truth, so let's start again. Let me know what's going on.
How do I explain the concept of death to my children?
Death is when the body stops working.
Perfect.
Now that was funny. Certainly not the type of responses I could have given or the questions I could have asked because I'm just not that quick. But that's Hasan Minhaj and Dr. Becky for you. On the main episode, on the actual episode, Hasan Minhaj kind of starts talking about being a super dad, right? And you guys, sometimes I do feel like a super dad. Weird, right? But reading Bible stories at bedtime or teaching lessons about gratitude and faith, packing those perfect little lunches. And other days, I'm just a guy, right? Or dad, sitting in a Starbucks drive-thru because I had to pull off the highway to bribe my 3-year-old with a cake pop and silently whispering to myself, please, Lord, help me. Please let her fall asleep after that cake pop. Okay. Before our first child, my brother-in-law gifted me this book. It's one of my favorite books. It's called The Baby Owner's Manual: Operating Instructions. Now, it's written like a car manual. Step one, insert the bottle of milk. Step two, avoid the explosive backfire. Make sure the diaper's tight. I thought it was genius. So genius, in fact, that I started gifting and sending these books to random dads that I knew on Facebook via Amazon. I'll drop the link into the description because it is pure comedy gold. But here's the problem. That book, it doesn't come with a sequel. There's no toddler owner's manual, which should be titled Surviving the Tiny Dictator Years. Because let's be real, once that baby starts walking and talking, all logic is out the window. Parenting today feels like a sport, you guys. Nobody told us that the rules were going to change. And they do. They very much do. Our parents, my parents, they had authority, right? If I talk back to my parents, there was no debate. There was no gentle parenting. My mom or my dad would just like come out of nowhere and they'd give you this look like this, like these beady eye looks, like laser beams, right? One look could completely stop time. Like, forget time travel, it stopped time. But now, man, like, you raise your eyebrow at your kids, especially if they're a little bit older than, post toddler age, they'll kind of look at you and say, Dad, that's that's rude, or that's, you know, whatever. And I'm like, bro, you're seven. Simmer down. Okay. And look, let me just make a disclaimer. My son, who's seven today, and if he listens to this in 10 years, you know, you're brilliant, dude, right? I love you. You really are. But also, sometimes you need to chill. Because between the screen time battles on the iPad, or the random meltdowns of my three-year-old, or the philosophy debates with my three-year-old about why pants are optional, right? Modern parenting in today's day and age is a full contact sport. Here's a dad joke just to kind of mix things up a little bit today. For my previous colleague, who she would always come to our marketing team meetings with cool dad jokes every Friday. You know who you are. So why did the toddler bring a ladder to breakfast? Because they heard the cereal was on the top shelf. Laugh, don't laugh, whatever. I'm trying my best here. Okay. That one is for all parents out there running on caffeine and Cheerios like I am. All right. So something in our house, my wife and I like to call the Pressure Olympics. And you may have heard of the Pressure Olympics. It's a very real thing. Because in today's world, there's a lot of pressure to be like a perfect parent. And I don't even know what that really means, right? A perfect parent. But maybe, you know, it's being emotionally intelligent or financially stable, which you should be. Spiritually grounded, mentally healthy, physically fit, but the dad bods are cool. And somehow you still got to be fun. Social media makes it so much more worse, right? You scroll past those perfect little family reels or TikToks, and they say something like, we wake up at 5 a.m. for gratitude journaling. We do family yoga or Pilates, and then we eat a sugar-free breakfast before we go on like a three-mile walk. And then I was like, come on. Meanwhile, I'm over here. Most parents, right, are just like, hey, look, we're proud we made it through Target without a meltdown. And that's our yoga. That's real life. And don't get me started on birthday parties, right? My birthday party when I was a kid, like, they were pretty awesome. My parents had, they did good birthday parties for myself and my siblings. It was like birthday cake and relatives and their friends with kids. And now it's like $3,000 or $4,000 events with themes, balloon arches, custom cookies, and you know, big old bouncy houses. I mean, 100 of their closest friends. I've been to parties where they had like farm animals or like llamas and tutus, and I mean, some wild stuff out there. And I can't, you know, I can't imagine my parents having done something like that. Not because they didn't want to, but it was just like, why? Like, what? But Dr. Becky, right? Back to Dr. Becky on the Hasan Minhaj episode. She talks about being a sturdy parent. And what I liked about her analogy that she gives, and I'm going to share this here, go back and watch that episode if you can. It's not about being perfect. It's about being steady, like a tree in a storm, okay? Unless you're here in Dallas and trees just come down. But anyway, look, your kids can rage, scream, and fall apart, but you as a parent, and here's the analogy, right? Well, the symbolism at least, stay grounded. You can't fix every problem, but you do definitely have to show up. That's important. Because what our kids remember or will remember isn't just the gifts and the vacations that you took. It's really the way you made them feel. God, I'm talking about feelings a lot today. Anyway, look, the hugs after a bad day, man, they're so important. The quiet prayers before bed, the I'm proud of you buddy moments that no one else ever sees. And if you haven't watched the dyslexia episode where I talk about my son and his dyslexia, you know, those I'm proud of you buddy moments, man, those are so, so important. And that's really what anchors him, them, the kids, okay? Dad joke number two before we get too sentimental here. Why did the dad sit on the remote? And I do this all the time. Because he wanted to control his kids. And maybe that's not a joke. Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe you should laugh, please. Okay. So let's talk about faith, fatherhood, and grace. Okay. So here's where faith steps in for me in parenting. Okay. Let me take a step back and be transparent. I lose my patience all the time. I raise my voice frequently. I forget that my tone sets the tone. And sometimes I just flat out blow it, you guys. But that's where grace shows up. God doesn't call us to be perfect fathers, or perfect moms, or perfect parents, just present ones. And I'm not speaking from like, you know, I'm not preaching. I am going to share a passage with you because I did share this a couple of weeks ago as well, where it was very relevant and it's still relevant here. It's Proverbs 22:6, which says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. It doesn't say control or force. It does say train, right? And training means repetition. It means failure. It means forgiveness. And that means on both sides, okay? Parent and child. The real test, okay, let's get into a little bit more on this. From the test, you know, in the question that I asked earlier, and the episode title really is, am I a good dad? Maybe. You know, maybe I'm just a guy doing his best, right, as a lot of us are, with a heart full of love, a pocket full of gummy bears and goldfish crackers, and a prayer that my kids grow up to be kind, resilient, and grounded. That's really the best we could do. It's not, sorry. It isn't the best. It's definitely the foundation of what we need to be teaching our children. And honestly, if that's the bar, then I think I'm doing okay, right? Look, thanks for tuning into this show at 7 a.m. Hopefully listening to it at 7 a.m. If today's episode hits home, share it with someone else, another parent. Maybe it's something they need to hear or not hear. I don't know. I don't even know that I said anything really profound. But catch this full episode on Spotify. I should stop second guessing myself, like, you know, I don't know. But this is still very new to me. And again, I need this podcast producer on my side here soon, because I can't very well record the same episode three times. But listen, until next time, stay sturdy, stay faithful, and remember, goldfish are sacred. I love you guys.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.